This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass. We're going to have a chat to Adam Carr, our sophologist, about the Queensland election, the competition between the Labor Party, the Liberal National Party and Dumb Nation. How are you, Adam?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. I probably get into trouble. I probably shouldn't call them Dumb Nation because it's too many letters for them to spell.
Well,
That sounds like a no comment from you.
It's a no comment. Yeah, no.
They are going to be a force in this election, whether you like it or not.
They are. Now, so
Adam, what's happening? Let us give us a flavour of what's going on in Queensland today.
Well, Anastasia Palaszczuk's government is trying to get a second term, only 3 years after Labor's shock return to office by defeating Campbell Newman, who looked absolutely invincible. The opposition leader, Tim Nicholls, was Campbell Newman's treasurer and was responsible for many of the cuts to services that led to the defeat of that government. And, of course, Labor is not letting the voters forget Tim Nicholls' role in the Newman government. Under the new boundaries, Labor has a very small majority, but two sitting Labor members defected during this last parliament. So Labor at the moment is technically a minority government. So Labor will need to pick up some seats in order to, again, win a majority. The LNP will need to pick up quite a few seats to be a majority because most people expect that they will lose at least a few seats to One Nation. So polls are showing, we believe, opinion polls.
I was going to ask you about that, Adam, because there were two polls that came out yesterday, the Reach Tell and the News Poll, both of whom had Labor just ahead.
Just like the polls in Northcote 2 weeks ago.
Yes, correct. Yes. So what do you make of that?
It's very difficult to know these days what opinion polls mean. Queensland has gone back to compulsory preferential voting, which should make the result a bit easier to pick because people no longer have the option of just voting one for their favourite party and not allocating preferences. But we've seen a long run of elections now, both in Australia and elsewhere, in which the polls have not been accurate predictors of what will happen. So I'm not placing too much weight on that, and I don't think the Labor Party is either. I think the general expectation from speaking to people is that there will be a swing to Labor in Metro Brisbane, possibly worth several seats, a swing to Labor on the Gold Coast and the Sunshine Coast, where Labor has no seats at the moment and has some chance of picking up one or two. But most people expect there will be a swing against Labor in the regional seats, which will be complicated because that's where One Nation does best. And One Nation is preferencing against all sitting members. So seats could easily go both ways in the regions. Labor could pick up seats on the back of One Nation preferences and they could lose seats on the back of One Nation preferences. So it's a very difficult election to pick.
What role are the Greens playing in this election, Adam?
The Greens are targeting three inner city seats in central Brisbane, most notably South Brisbane, which is where I am at the moment, which is the seat held by the Deputy Premier, Jackie Tradd, and that's where they've been putting most of their effort.
Now she's experienced. Well, we don't know yet because people haven't voted, but polls in that seat show her in quite a bit of difficulty.
The polls show pretty much a dead heat in South Brisbane. The other two they're after are McConnell, which is the former Brisbane Central, and Maywa, which is a bit the affluent suburbs a bit to the west of the city. But South Brisbane is obviously the major prize because it's held by a very high-profile deputy premier. And the issue that they're running on, of course, is the Adani coal mine, which most people in Queensland are in favour of, and particularly in the regions and even in the Brisbane suburbs, but not in the inner city. So that's where it's a problem for Labor.
If we let's fast forward and let's have a couple of hypothetical situations. If the LNP increases the number of seats it has, Labor loses some seats, and One Nation hold the balance of, of power in this scenario, do you see the LNP having to rely on One Nation to form a majority? And what will flow from that? What will be the biggest thing that we will see from that LNP government if they have to rely on One Nation MPs, assuming they win a couple of seats?
Well, that's the big question, and I think that's actually the big issue that in Brisbane, at any rate, is working in Labor's favour. Labor has giant electronic billboards up around the city showing Tim Nicholls and Pauline Hanson side by side and saying, you vote for one, you get the other. Mm. And I think that's Labor clearly thinks that's a very important factor influencing votes in Brisbane. Anastasia Palaszczuk has said that she will not do any deals with any other party. And I think the general expectation is that Labor, if Labor loses its majority, she will resign. And the burden will then be on Nicholls to try and form a government. Now, there's two members of the Bob Katter's party, and they would probably support an LNP government. But if that still doesn't give the LNP a majority, then they would have to try and come to some sort of agreement with One Nation, which would be so very, very unpopular.
How many seats are there in the parliament, Adam?
There's now, on the new boundaries, Parliament's been enlarged to 93 seats.
So you need...
And on the new boundaries, Labor notionally has 48 on the new boundaries.
Okay, so you need 47 and to provide a speaker. Well, you need 48 and to provide a speaker.
So on the new boundaries, Labor notionally has a very small overall majority because there have been several new seats created in safe Labor seats around Brisbane and Ipswich. But you know, Labor has a number of seats, which obviously in the regions, particularly around Townsville, which are thought to be at serious risk either to the LNP or to One Nation.
So with if the Greens picked up a couple of seats, do you see the possibility that if Labor won 46 seats and the Greens had two, do you think Labor would work with the Greens to form government, or would Anastasia stand?
I mean, you have to define what that means. I mean, she has said she won't. I think the public would take a very dim view of her going back on that promise. Yeah. She might just form a minority government and dare the other parties to put her out
to bring her down,
force another election. The politics of minority government are very complicated. The last time this happened, Labor was able to secure the support of Peter Wellington, the independent, but he's retired. The two Katter MPs would probably support an LNP government. One Nation adopt this sort of fox on everybody's house position. What they would do if they had the balance of power, I don't know, and I don't think anybody knows. So it would be uncharted territory.
Just one quick one. Malcolm Roberts, he's standing in Ipswich, isn't he?
That's right.
For One Nation. Any polling there?
Not that I've seen. I don't think he's given much of a chance. Ipswich is pretty solid Labor territory. One Nation's best prospects are the seats in suburban Townsville, Mundingburra and Thurringower.
Yep.
And a seat called Lockyer, which is halfway between Brisbane and Toowoomba, which they've held before and which Pauline Hanson came quite close to winning.
So based on everything that you know and everything that you've seen and everything that you've read, and you know, you're on the ground, you're out in Queensland at the moment in Brisbane, what's your prediction, Adam?
Oh dear, I thought you'd ask
me that. What's your personal view?
My prediction about Northcote was wrong, as you will recall, although I got the marriage survey right. I'll have to go with what most of my friends are saying, which is that they expect Labor to win. But most of my friends expected Labor to hold Northcote as well. So
that aspirational, or is that actually what you expect will happen?
That is actually what I think will happen. But, you know, it's a mug's game these days trying to predict who will win elections. I think Anthony Green, who never makes predictions, is probably following a wise policy. I might just mention in the seat of Everton, which is a suburban marginal that Labor is hoping to pick up, David Green is a Rainbow Labor candidate who's given a very good show, and that's a seat worth following for your listeners tonight.
Great. We'll have a look at that. We have to go, Adam. Thank you again. Always great to talk to you. And thank you for your insight there into the Queensland election.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.